This year, for the first time in decades, Baltimore's mayoral election will take place in the same year as the national presidential election. The change was made for two reasons: to save money and to increase voter turnout. Let's hope both objectives are realized, especially greater engagement by the city's electorate. The 2011 mayoral primary drew 75,000 voters, the lowest turnout in Baltimore history. The general election fared even worse, as 45,000 votes were cast, representing just over 7% of the city's population. Clearly, we must do everything we can to re-engage the city's voters and to revitalize participatory democracy in Baltimore. There are reasons to believe this year will be different. Apart from coinciding with the presidential election, the city's recent challenges may draw more voters to the polls. The extensive field of candidates is likely also to generate interest. In March, the University of Baltimore will co-sponsor a mayoral debate with the League of Women Voters, the Baltimore Sun, and WJZ-TV. It is critical that voters take advantage of this and all opportunities to hear from the candidates and ultimately to make their voices heard at the ballot box. For the University of Baltimore, I'm Kurt Schmoke.